8. Making telephone calls. Dialogue 1. Hello, this is Alice from the technology department. Would you mind telling me the phone number of your CEO?
Hello, this is Alice from the technology department. Would you mind telling me the phone number of your CEO?
Hold the line, please. The phone number is 03-8678-0896.
Sorry, I can't hear you so well. Could you repeat it again?
Okay. It's 03-8768-0896.
Let me say it again. It is 03-8768-0896, right?
Yes, you are right.
I got it. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Dialogue 2. Do you want to leave a message for him? Hello, is Peter in? This is Jack speaking.
He's not in now. Do you want to leave a message for him?
Well, if he comes back, please tell him that the cargo has already been sent to our warehouse. If he is available, he may come and check it.
I see. It is about the cargo.
Thank you. Dialogue 3. I'm sorry. He is out unexpectedly. Hello. This is Mr. Mitchell from the trade company speaking.
This is the Bank of Germany.
Could you get me through to your CEO, Mr. Sue?
I'm sorry. He is out unexpectedly.
Well, when he comes back, could you tell him to call me back?
It's the trade company. I got it.
Thanks a lot. Dialogue 4. Well, I'll tell him as soon as he comes back. May I know your phone number?
Hello, this is the accounting section.
This is Bill speaking. Can I talk to Mr. Smith?
Sorry, he is not here.
When will he come back?
Maybe after an hour. Do you have anything urgent?
Yes, I think so.
Well, I'll tell him as soon as he comes back. May I know your telephone number?
Okay, it's 896-97865.
All right. 896-97865. I got it. Bye.
Dialogue 5. Sorry, Mr. Smith is on the phone now. This is Mr. Anderson from Motorola. May I talk to Mr. Smith?
Sorry, he is on the phone now. He will be finished in a minute. Do you want to hold the line or wait for him to call you back?
Would you please tell him to call Mr. Anderson from the Motorola company?
All right. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Dialogue 6. Mr. Sue will spend more minutes talking. Is it good if I tell him to call you back? Hello. This is Mr. Wang from the Bank of China. Can I talk to your CEO, Mr. Sue?
He is on the phone. Could you hold the line?
All right.
Sorry to keep you waiting. It seems Mr. Sue is still talking. Is it good if I tell him to call you back?
No, thank you. I'll call him later.
I'm very sorry for that.
Dialogue 7. It's okay if you just tell him Mr. Smith called him. Hello, is that the English department? May I talk to Professor Gao?
Excuse me, who is it?
I am Mr. Smith from Beijing University.
Sorry, he's at a meeting now. Would you mind asking him to call you back?
No, thanks. It's okay if you just tell him Mr. Smith called him.
Okay, bye.
Dialogue 8. Hold the line, please. I'll call him now. This is Bill speaking. Is Peter in?
Hold the line, please. I'll call him now.
Sorry to keep you waiting. This is Peter speaking. How are the sales for the computers?
They are satisfied with the specification and quantity, but for the unit price of it, we need to discuss this with Mr. Clark.
When do you think you can settle it?
Tomorrow afternoon. I'm going over to his office to have a talk about it, but I'll try my best to settle it.
Dialogue 9. I'd like to have 1,000, and I wonder if you can have them ready by the end of the month.
Hello, this is the Siemens Company.
Hello, this is the Siemens Company.
Hello, this is Mr. Hindley.
This is Mr. Hareton. I'm so glad you called.
Mr. Hareton, it's been a long time since I saw you. How are you?
Thank you. I am very well.
I have got the sample mobile phone you sent us, and I have shown it to my Chinese guests. They like it very much.
So, do you want to place an order of it?
Yes. I'd like to have 1,000, and I wonder if you can have them ready by the end of the month.
Don't worry. We have a lot in stock.
Great. Can we pay in instalments as before?
Dialogue 10. I'm sorry to call you again.
I'm sorry to call you again.
Never mind.
Since there are only 2 days for us to start our construction program, I think it is necessary for us to confirm the fire procedures.
I'll get them, and I'll try to contact Mr. Liu and discuss them with him.
When will it be convenient for you?
If possible, I'll come to see you at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
All right. See you.
Dialogue 11.
Sorry to call you so late. May I talk to Mr. Wang? Sorry to call you so late. May I talk to Mr. Wang?
Yes. Excuse me. Who is speaking?
I am his assistant, Peter, and there is something urgent now.
Hold the line, please.
Hello, Peter. What's wrong? I just got a fax from China, saying that the China at Tianjin was all broken, and they asked for compensation.
What? Broken?
Yes. What should we do?
Dialogue 12.
Okay, I'll put you through at once.
This is the Triumph Plaza.
Hello. Is there a man called Mr. Earnshaw in your place?
Please wait a moment. Sorry to keep you waiting. Mr. Earnshaw is in room 3352.
Will you put me through to the phone in 3352?
Okay, I'll put you through at once.
Dialogue 13.
Peter, Mr. Linton called.
Peter, Mr. Linton called to say that we could offer him the lowest price of the FOB to LA.
Get me through to him.
All right.
Hello, this is Peter speaking.
This is Helen. We are quite satisfied with the quality of your products, except for the price.
Really? If you increase your order by 20%, we may give you a 10% discount.
Is it the lowest price?
Certainly.
How long will it be valid?
Within the 2 weeks, since the price of the raw materials is not stable. If you don't place an order now, I'm afraid the price will go up.
Dialogue 14. I can't get through to the general department.
Hello, this is the accounting department.
Can I talk to Mr. Ho?
Ho Ming? Sorry, he is in the general department. I'm afraid you called the wrong number.
I can't get through to the general department. Can you do me a favour? I have something urgent to talk to him about.
Well, hold the line, please, and I will ask him to come here.
That's great. Thank you.
Don't mention it. Hold the line, please.